right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'm reading a transcript of the speech that President Ahmadinejad delivered to the UN General Assembly meeting, so I'm going to continue with this. They believe that they should have more rights than others and also are not accountable to any international organizations. Mr. President, among all the ineffective bodies, unfortunately, the UN Security Council ranks first. They have created circumstances in which some powers with exclusive and special right to veto in the Security Council act as prosecutor, judge, and executioner, regardless of being a defendant or respondent. It is natural for countries to have been subjected to those powers' infringements of their rights and have no hope in getting what they deserve from the Council. Unfortunately, humanity has witnessed in all long wars like the Korean and Vietnam Wars, the war of the Zionists against the Palestinians and against Lebanon, the war of Saddam against the people of Iran, and the ethnic wars of Europe and Africa. One of the members of the Security Council was one of the belligerents who supported one party against the other, usually the aggressor for the conflict itself. Let's look at Iraq. They first occupied the country and then received authorization from the Security Council, the same council in which the same occupiers have a right to veto. Who should the people of Iraq complain about, and where should they take their complaints with hopes of securing their rights? We saw in Lebanon that some powers for a long 33 days prevented the Security Council from taking any action against the Zionist regime with the hope of giving them time to achieve victory. However, when they became disappointed in seeing their hopes unfulfilled, they decided to cease the hostility by adopting a resolution. But the duty of the Security Council is to prevent the expansion of conflicts, to put in place ceasefires, and to promote peace and safety. To whom and what organization should the people of Lebanon complain? Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the presidents of some monopolistic powers has prevented the Security Council from performing its main duty, which is the maintenance of international peace and security based on justice. The credibility of the Council has been tarnished, and its efficacy in defending the right of the UN member states has been undermined. Many nations have lost their confidence in the Council. Some other mechanisms, such as the monetary and banking mechanisms, are in the same undesirable situation as have been turned into tools for the imposition of the wishes of some powers on other nations. It is evident that those mechanisms are not capable of responding to current needs and solving challenges and establishing fair and sustainable relations. Dear colleagues, again, there is no doubt that the second and more important factor in some big power's disregard of morals, divine values, and teachings of the prophets and the instructions by the Almighty God, as well as the rule of the, that's inaudible. How can the incompetents who cannot even manage and control themselves rule humanity and arrange its affairs? Unfortunately, they have put themselves in the position of God. They were in servitude to their own whims and the desire to have everything for themselves. For them, human dignity and the lives, properties, and territories of others are no longer respected. Humanity has had a deep wound on its tired body caused by impious powers for centuries. Today, the problem that people around the world face are mainly rooted in disregard for human values and ethics, and also in the rule of the selfish and incompetent. Friends, ladies and gentlemen, the only sustainable way to the betterment of mankind is the return to the teaching of the divine prophets, monotheism, respect for the dignity of humans, and the flow of love and affection in all relationships, ties, and regulations, and to perform the present structures on that basis. To fulfill this objective, I invite everybody to form a front of fraternity, amity, and sustainable peace based on monotheism and justice under the name of Coalition for Peace, to prevent incursions and arrogance, and to promote the culture of affection and justice. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll continue with this.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, back at you for the balance up until 2 o'clock. And I'm reading the transcript of the speech President Ahmadinejad made at the UN General Assembly. Now, he mentions in here that he invites everyone, all countries, to a fraternity, amity, and sustainable peace, a coalition for peace, if you will. And he hereby announces, "I hereby announce that with the help of all independent, justice-seeking, and peace-loving nations, the Islamic Republic of Iran will be heading down this path, the path of amity, sustainable peace, fraternity. Monotheism, justice, and compassion for humans should dominate all the pillars of the UN, and this organization should be a forum for justice, and every member should enjoy equal spiritual and legal support. The General Assembly, as the representative of the international community, should be considered the most important pillar of the UN in order to, free from any pressure and threats by all powers, take required measures for the reforming of the UN structures and especially change the present status of the Security Council and define new structures based on justice and democracy with the purpose of becoming responsive to the present requirements and to be able to settle existing challenges heading to the establishment of an enduring stability and security. Mr. President, Excellencies, the nuclear issue of Iran is a clear example of how such mechanisms perform and the prevailing thoughts behind them. You are all aware that Iran is a member of the International Atomic Energy Agency and has always observed its rules and regulations and has had the most extensive cooperation with this agency in all areas. All our nuclear activities have been completely peaceful and transparent. According to the statute of the IAEA, any member has a number of rights and obligations. In fact, all members have to stay on a peaceful path and, under the supervision of the agency, assist other members. And they are all entitled to be supported by the agency and have access to the fuel cycle with the help of the agency and its members. Thus far, Iran has fulfilled all of its obligations but has been deprived of other members' technical assistance and even, at times, of the agency's support. For about 5 years, some of the aforementioned powers have, by exerting heavy pressures on the IAEA, attempted to prevent the Iranian nation from exercising its rights. They have derailed Iran's nuclear issue from its legal tracks and have politicized the atmosphere to impose their wishes through taking advantage of all their potentials. The government of Iran spared no effort to build confidence, but they were not satisfied with anything short of the complete halt of all activities, even those related to research and university fields. They were only after depriving the inalienable rights, even to the extent that those centers not involved in the fuel cycle or not in need of supervision by the agency were closed. After 3 years of negotiations and attempts to build confidence, the Iranian nation came to the firm belief that the main concern of these powers is not the possible deviation of Iran's nuclear activities, but it is to prevent its scientific progress under this pretext. And if this trend continues, there will be no possibility for Iran to enjoy its right, not even in the next 20 years. Therefore, Iran decided to pursue the issue through its appropriate legal path, one that runs through the IAEA, and to disregard lawful and political impositions by the arrogant powers. In the last 2 years, abusing the Security Council, the arrogant powers have repeatedly accused Iran and even made military threats and imposed legal sanctions against it. However, by the grace of faith in God and national unity, Iran has moved forward step by step, and now our country is recognized as one with the capacity for industrial-scale fuel cycle production for peaceful purposes. Unfortunately, the Security Council, in dealing with this obvious legal issue, was influenced by some bullying powers and failed to uphold justice and protect the rights of the Iranian people. Unfortunately, the IAEA has recently tried to regain its legal role as supporter of the rights of its members while supervising nuclear activities. We see this as a correct approach adopted by the agency. Previously, they illegally insisted on politicizing the Iranian nation's nuclear case, but today, because of the resistance of the Iranian nation, the issue is back to the agency. And I officially announce that, in our opinion, the nuclear issue of Iran is now closed and has turned onto an ordinary agency matter. Today, many important questions have been raised about the nuclear activities of certain powers within the IAEA, which should be dealt with properly. Of course, Iran has always been and will be prepared to have constructive talks with all parties. I would like to think that all nations and countries that during the difficult period defended the legal rights of my nation and motherland. And I also want to appreciate the members of the Non-Aligned Movement, our friends in the Security Council and the IAEA's Board of Governors, and committed and law-abiding experts of the agency and its Director General for their standing in the law. I would also like to announce that, unlike the monopolistic powers, the Iranian nation is ready to offer to the other members its experience in the form of educational programs and based on its obligations under the agency's statute and under its supervision. Now I would like to address those who have shown hostility towards the Iranian nation for about 5 years. They have offended and accused my people who have contributed to the history and the civilization of the world, and I advise them to learn from history and their recent actions. They badly mistreated the great Iranian nation, but they should be careful not to inflict the same on other members of the international organizations and not to sacrifice the dignity of international organizations for the sake of their unlawful wishes. Today, the nations of the world are wide awake and resistant. If you reform yourself, the world, the whole world, will be reformed. Nations are inherently good and can coexist peacefully. Those powers should endeavor to serve their own people. Others do not need them. I want to stop right here and insert. Yeah, remember the quote that George Bush made, that he thinks that fish and human beings can coexist peacefully, but evidently he doesn't think that other nations can coexist peacefully unless he's the dictator of all of them. I'll continue. Is it not high time for these powers to return from the path of arrogance and obedience to Satan to the path and faith of God? Would they not like to be cleansed of their impurities, submit to the will of God, and believe in him? Faith in God means believing in honesty, purity, justice, and compassion for others. They can be certain that they will benefit from purity, honesty, justice, and loving and respecting of human dignity. They can also be certain that such values are more and more considered appropriate, valuable, and beautiful by the nations of the world. This is the invitation of all the divine prophets, from Adam to Noah to Abraham to Moses, Jesus Christ, and Muhammad, peace be upon them. If they accept this invitation, they will be saved. And if they don't, the same calamities that befell the people of distant past will befall them as well. According to the Holy Quran, one who does not answer the divine call should not think that he has weakened God on earth. He has no companion but God, and he is clearly engulfed by darkness. They have nothing of their own and cannot escape from the domination of the rule of God and his will. In this important gathering, I have to remind them of the following words of the Almighty, which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Do they not look at the powers and governments which come before them? If the people of the past had actually possessed something, they would have kept it and would not have let you possess it now. God destroyed them because of their sins, and nobody could protect them against the will of God. These powers have to know that the thoughts and methods based upon oppression and injustice are doomed to failure. Do they not see the signs of vigilance and resistance based on monotheism, philanthropy, and justice-seeking spirit of the nations of the world? Do they not notice that we are nearing the sunset of the time of empires? I hope that this invitation will have a practical answer. Excellencies, people and governments are not obliged to obey the injustice of certain powers. These powers, because of the reasons already mentioned, have lost the competence to lead the world. I officially declare that the age of relations arising from the Second World War, as well as the era of materialistic thoughts based on arrogance and domination, is well over now. Humanity has passed a perilous precipice, and the age of monotheism, purity, affinity, respecting others, justice, and true peace-loving has commenced. It is a divine promise that the truth will be victorious and the earth will be inherited by the righteous. You who are free believers and the people of the world, put your trust in God. You who crave high values, wherever you are, try to prepare the grounds for the fulfillment of this great divine promise by serving the people and seeking justice. The era of darkness will end. Prisoners will return home. The occupied lands will be freed. Palestine and Iraq will be liberated from the domination of the occupiers, and the people of America and Europe will be freed of the pressures exerted by the Zionists. The tender-hearted and humanity-loving governments will replace the aggressive and domineering ones. Human dignity will be regained. The pleasing aroma of justice will permeate the world, and people will live together in a brotherly and affectionate manner. Striving in this way to surrender rule to the righteous and perfect human as promised one is indeed the final cure for the wounds of humanity, the solution of all problems, and the reestablishment of love, beauty, justice, and a dignified life all over the world. This belief and endeavor is the key to unity and the constructive interaction among nations, countries, and the people of the world, and all true justice seekers. Without any doubt, the promised one, who is the ultimate savior, along with Jesus Christ and other holy saviors, will come in the company of all believers, justice seekers, and benefactors. He will establish a bright future and fill the world with justice and duty. This is the promise of God, therefore it will be fulfilled. Come, let's play a part in the fulfillment of all this glory and duty. I wish for a bright future for all human beings and the dawn of liberation of and freedom of, for all humans and the rule of love and affection all around the world, as well as the elimination of oppression, hatred, and violence, and a wish which I expect will be realized in the near future. Thank you very much, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Now you tell me, folks, does that sound like an evil dictator to you? It sure doesn't to me. Yet I sit and I look at these clips because I don't have a TV that's hooked up. I don't want to watch Sean Hannity. And I just noticed like, there's a clip with Sean Hannity talking about, well, what an Iran strike would look like. Who cares, Sean, what a strike would look like? I am sick of watching people of any color, race, creed, or religion die, Sean. So when you spew this forth, I really wish, folks, that everybody would just turn off their TV. They're paying this clown $4.5, maybe $5 million a year to spew forth his lies, his spin. What a whoremonger. Do you love to see people die? What is with you, Sean Hannity? Okay? Do you enjoy watching the decimation of a country? Do you enjoy watching the culture of a people go down the toilet? What have the people of Iraq done to you, Sean? We'll go to a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I have to ask again, what is with this fool? Man makes $5 million a year and he salivates at the mouth. I mean, just last night, I've got a clip sitting here in front of me. You know, General Sean Hannity and Fox News lay out their war plans for attacking the ticking bomb Iran. I mean, what do you got, a lot of money in defense contracting stock, Hannity? What's your deal? You know, you enjoy seeing people blown up? I mean, imagine for a moment we're back in the 50s and we're talking about putting a nuclear power plant together and we've got some bully from around the globe saying, no, you can't do that. You do that and we're just going to make you into a parking lot. How would we feel? You know, this is progress, folks. We've progressed. You know, we've come through 230 years of being what we thought was a free country. Well, it was for the first 130 or so until the banking system got in and passed their nefarious income tax in 1913 and went to the Federal Reserve. But at any rate, okay, imagine for a moment. Imagine, if you will, that you know, we're a country just trying to move forward. You know, Iran's got three times as many people as Iraq. They want nuclear power plants in there to make a more comfortable life, to step into the 21st century. And we're a bully around the corner telling them, no, you can't do that. And why are we telling them that? Why are we painting them as this evil dictator and these scumbags of people, of which they're not, by the way. But we've got all these media pundits on the television screen just spewing forth their lies at the dumbed-down American public who sit there and watch American Idol and believe everything they say because Sean Hannity's a pretty man or something of that nature. Folks, I'm telling you, it's time. It is time to wake up. You've got to wake up your neighbors. Bring them into the website. Have them take a look. It's the same garbage they're spewing towards going to war with Iran that they did in Iraq. How stupid can these people be? It's everybody's job. Invite a friend, neighbor, relative, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, barber, baker, butcher, candlestick maker, whoever it is you can. Invite them to listen to RBN. Invite them, you know, open up their minds. Ask their opinion on a clip that you have them watch. The time is near. I mean, it's getting late in the game, folks. Let's go to Ann in Norway. Ann, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael. I just want to say thanks for all that you're saying. We are so ashamed of what the United States is doing.
I don't even want to be in the United States, Ann. I am so sick to death of this administration and the propaganda and the lies. And the problem in this country is that Americans have become so apathetic and so lazy that they believe what these high-paid liars are saying on mainstream TV, and they go back to their six-pack of beer and watching Dancing with the Stars, and they frankly don't give a damn as long as it doesn't affect them. And what they don't realize is it's going to affect all of us, not only us, but you in Norway, us all over the world.
I'm sure sorry, it is. I need to rant. I'm an American. And I'm the only American in this little area. We don't even want to tell anyone that we're an American.
I could only imagine. I know we're hated throughout the world. And as I said earlier in the program, we are these people, these whoremongers, these evil bastards that are in office are representing us. They're not representing me. I do not feel that way.
They aren't. They aren't us either. You know, we're trying to do what we can over here. We're writing to the newspapers. But, you know, we're just us. You know, trying to tell everybody, not all Americans are not like this. They're not. But I am really fed up with the Americans that I have contact with. They don't want to be bothered.
No, they're too busy driving their SUV to the gas station, not knowing that the price of gas is going to go through the roof if indeed Iran blocks the Straits of Hormuz, and if indeed there's a missile fired at that innocent country who has never attacked anybody in the history of mankind.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm just infuriated by this because they're putting forth the same lies that they did prior to invading Iraq. And these Americans are so stupid that
they believe it. They believe it.
They have short memories.
Americans, they sit in front of their CNN or whatever, and that's the way it is. And it just makes me mad. I can't stand it.
Yeah, and this is why I go on a rant, and I beg my listeners, please, have a party, bring your friends over, try to educate them, at least invite them, we'll be the preacher, okay, invite them to RBN, let them sit in the pulpit and have a listen, and I appreciate it, I appreciate your call, okay, my phone lines are loading up here, I got to run, don't have a lot of time, but thank you so much for calling in, I really appreciate it, and hats off to you, girl, okay? Let's go to Richard in Alabama. Richard, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi. Ralph Winterode is a Sunday night host, and he's the only host on this network that seems to see the fundamental problem with a white man in America, that we are in a class that cannot get any documentation from the government to establish that we are a citizen of any nation whatsoever. Michael Chertoff can get some. Alberto Gonzalez can get some. Colin Powell can get documentation. Barack Obama can get documentation to prove he's a citizen of a nation. But all we get is this crap from United States Incorporated. And it's only the white people that are in this box, this category.
We're slaves.
I'll hold you over for a break.
We'll be back in three. I'll hold you over for a minute. My lines are loading up. I'll go to Bill in Missouri after Richard and then Don in Wisconsin. Be back in 3 minutes. Stick with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Got Richard from Alabama on the line. Richard, I respect Ralph Winrod. I've had him on my program. I'll tell you what, you know, this may just be one less white American that's in this country, because I'm so sick of this country, I'm ready to leave. Oh, did he? Oh, okay. Let's go to Bill in Missouri. Bill, you're on with Mike. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
Good. I think.
I'm still kicking. I live in a twilight zone. I mean, it's just like being in a twilight zone. You try to talk to people. You try to educate people. I think it was Anderson Cooper referred to Ahmadinejad as the new Hitler. I talk to people, and they tell me, what do you think about that piece of filth from Iraq coming over here and spewing his poison to the kids at the college? Piece of trash.
Bill, yeah. What poison did you hear him spew? I just read his whole speech. What poison did you hear him spew? What evil did you hear him say?
Absolutely none. He's on our side. He knows full well about this new world order that's going on. He knows all about this. He's fighting against the New World Order. He's actually on our side.
It's our job. We've got to find a way to break through to these propagandized, hypnotized idiots that are taking the word of their favorite reporter only because he might be good looking or might, you know, be able to carry a sentence well, and they don't take the time to peel away the onion and find out what's really going on because they're too lazy and too busy in their own ridiculous world of SUVs and Dancing with a Star. I mean, I'm just sick over it.
It makes me sick too, but I mean, how do you break through this mind control programming? I mean,
well,
it's very difficult. It's very, very difficult.
I know, and we don't have a lot of time. But again, with what we've seen in Iraq with the devastation, with over 1 million Iraqis killed.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the same thing's going to happen to Iran if we do not wake these people up. So it's all of our jobs. We've got to keep trying because our legacy is going to be when we look at our maker, he's going to say, well, what did you do? We're going to be able to step back and say, at least I tried.
Exactly. Right. Well, that was my 2 cents worth. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Bill. I appreciate it. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Don in Wisconsin. Don, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yes. This is my little tale of woe here is sort of reminiscent of Nazi Germany during the Second World War when they said the girls that were involved with the German officers because their uniforms were so pretty would turn their fathers in for having a shortwave radio listening to America Free Radio. But the story I've got here is you have to be careful with whom you talk to about what's going on because I know this one situation where the guy was a kind of a survivalist and he had the supplies set aside and he had the 1,000 rounds of ammunition and a gun or two and some knives or stuff. So these people moved in next door and he thought he'd go over and, you know, introduce himself and discuss a little philosophies and stuff. So he started talking to the neighbor woman and before he knew it, she was so afraid that she called the police because she said that she was living next door to a crazy man. And when the police came, they took his ammo, they took his guns and knives and arrested him and hauled him off to the slammer, and the situation is still in contention.
I know, I've heard the story.
He was trying to talk to his neighbors about, you know, what they should be doing and preparing. Are you there?
I'm here, yeah. No, it's a good point. I've heard the story. I ran across it during my research and preparing for my daily show. Yeah, and so yeah, you know we've got to be vigilant. We've got to be you know as what's that old saying? You know, as harmless as doves, but as sharp as I don't know wolves or something like that.
I would just like to know where you're going to go. I mean, I hear. In Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, the governor, the ex-governor, said he moved out of the country, but nobody says where they go. Where are you going to
well,
go?
Jesse Ventura lived in Mexico, which is, you know, that's not the place to go. I mean, right now, and it's really sad to say, you know, I don't want to say this stuff. I don't want to feel this way about my president. I don't want to feel this way about my public officials.
You don't need to say any of this because I'm in total support of your position. I'm just saying, I'm not saying this negatively. I'm saying, hell, where would you go out if you're in connection better than I am? You might know someplace to go where
I'll
could.
Tell you. Let me tell you this, okay? I did a commercial with a woman back in 2000. Name was Leslie. I don't recall her last name, but this woman had set up, and this is prior to this, you know, this legislation that Bush passed regarding the not being able to go outside of the country and buy prescription drugs. And this woman had a website that she was supplying prescription drugs, going over the border, buying prescription drugs for senior citizens so they could get them at a discount. And she started a booming business because acting, you know, does not necessarily pay the bills. You're only as good as your last job. And they harassed her to a point where she literally wound up moving out of the country. And she moved to Iran. And I'll tell you what, based upon the limited research I've done on Iran, its people, and their philosophy, and, you know, obviously they're no different than we are. Maybe they're a different color of their skin or so forth, but they seem to be happy people. I'm looking for peace. I'm looking to be able to, you know, watch my children and grandchildren, my grandchildren grow. I want to live in a country which they told me I was living in when I was growing up, which was a constitutional republic with all its protected rights and the Bill of Rights. And, you know, and this administration is taking them all away from us. And they've done a really good job. They just passed the hate crimes legislation yesterday through the Senate. This is not the country. I'm sorry, go ahead.
They did pass it?
Yes, it's passed. It passed the Senate yesterday.
God.
Now, whether Bush signs it or not, now he said he's going to veto it, but it's also attached to an arms appropriations bill. So it went in front of his desk a few months ago, and he did veto it. But it's anybody's guess whether he'll veto it now. We can only hope, Don.
You don't have a particular country that you think, you know, hell, I'm just saying someplace I could go to.
Well,
where,
I don't know.
Where are we going to go?
I don't know. Ann called in from Norway. I forgot to ask her, you know, what the political climate's like over there. But I'd almost just as soon move to Iran. At least, you know, I have confidence in their president. At least the words he speaks seem to be true. And I don't think, and you know, I don't even look at the words so much as I watch the body language. I watch his inflections. I watch his face. And you can compare those two guys, Don. You can look at George Bush's face when he's on making a State of the Union address, and you can tell this man is lying. He knows it, and he's snickering at his colleagues because they know he's lying as well, making those, you know, Illuminati signs under the podium and so forth. They're snickering at us. They're laughing at us behind closed doors because we're so stupid. Or at least they think we are.
Well, the thing they got going for them is that we've got more technology in the United States than probably any other country in the world, and you can't move 2 feet to the left that somebody hasn't seen you do it.
This is true, sir. You know, when you ask me where would I... I'm sorry?
I was what was it? You were going to say something.
I was just saying that, you know, you were asking me where I would go. And I took a long look at a lot of different countries last year. And, you know, there's really no place to run. But, you know, if indeed the country of Iran is what Ahmadinejad professes it to be, it sounds like a better place than here because they're taking all of our rights. I just had a guy on my show yesterday that got beat up by the police, and then he's charged with assault. This is happening. It's rampant all over this country. And all of these dumbed-down, mind-numbed American, you know, hypnotized people do nothing about it. And the reason they don't is because they've lived in apathy for so long. They think it's the stab. They think it's the norm. We are being reduced to a third-world country. Our economy is going down as we speak. We're shifting the deck chairs on the Titanic, and nobody's stepping up the plate and doing anything about it, and I'm sick of it.
Well, I'll tell you, about 30 years ago, 35 years ago, for some reason I was thinking that maybe I just got out of the military and I would move to some other country because I had been in other countries. And I thought, well, Rhodesia's got to be pretty good because I'd seen a lot about that. And I thought, Mexico, Australia, New Zealand, and you know, I'm looking at these places now. Hell, Rhodesia doesn't exist. I'm glad I didn't go there.
And now talk to Robbie Noel about Rhodesia. He's a refugee from Rhodesia.
It seems like over time, you know, any place that a person would go seems to fall under the control of this movement. So I don't I don't know where you're going to go.
The New World Order, they deem all these people the axis of evil, and it's only the axis of evil is only the countries that don't fall lockstep with what their agenda is. I mean, let's face it, this administration, the powers that be, they want control of the oil over there. That's what they want. They're greedy. They're power mongers, and they don't care how many people they kill. And this is against all of the, you know, the aspirations of humanity. Who are these people? What makes them tick? And how many drugs do they have to take? And how perverted are they? And what kind of psychopaths are these people that are running around doing this stuff? It makes me sick. Sorry.
Have you heard that the president's wife spends like 8 months out of the year in a hotel away from him?
I've heard reports that she's done it on a number of occasions due to some of his outbursts with, you know, I've heard a number of rumors. You know, I've heard that he's on and off the wagon. I've heard, I don't know how true it is, that he does cocaine in the White House. It wouldn't surprise, I tell you what, Don, nothing that I hear about this administration surprises me. Not at all. Not in the least. There's nothing you could tell me that would shock me.
Well, I had also heard that he had had one of his drug and booze binges, and the Secret Service came in, and he'd soiled the place, the Oval Office, and they picked him up and said, well, we're taking him out, but we're not cleaning this mess up, and they made the staff come in and clean the area up.
Oh, my God. Well, I tell you what, I've seen dozens of clips of him. Matter of fact, I've posted some of them on my website. And I looked at him from 10 years ago, where he was the governor of Texas, and he was very cogent. He was very you know, he was witty. He was very sharp. And there's something wrong with this man. And I don't know whether it's alcoholism. I don't know whether it's premature senility. I don't know what it is. But this man's got some severe problems. And all he is just he's a puppet. Okay, he's just there as to take up space. He makes no decisions, even though he says he's the decider. I'm sorry. No, you go take a look at some of the clips on my website of this man deciding, and he can't even put a sentence together. Trips over his own feet, bangs his head on his helicopter when he goes in. I don't know if he may be drunk all the time. I don't know.
Well, keep up the fight, and thank you for your time.
Hey, thanks for the call, Donner. Appreciate it. All right, phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. I mean, look at folks. I mean, how far? I mean, I'll be 58 years old at the end of the year. And I remember going to school, growing up in what they told me was a constitutional republic, you know, pledging allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. And now they're all barking, oh, well, you know, we're bringing democracy to Iraq. Well, if you're bringing democracy to Iraq, which we're not supposed to have anyway, it's supposed to be a constitutional republic, then why are you stripping Americans of all of our Bill of Rights? The hate crimes legislation just passed yesterday, but they've succeeded in getting rid of posse comitatus, habeas corpus, okay? I mean, the warrantless wiretap, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And then the word comes to mind when he got up and made a speech to George Bush, and I'm talking about just after 2001 9/11 events. You know, they hate us because they're free. Or they hate us because we're free. You know what? That's true. They do hate us because they're free. But he was alluding to the Arabs. Or Osama bin Laden? No, it was a trick, because the people that he was really alluding to that hate us because we're free are the people behind the scenes. It's not the Arabs. It's the bankers, because we're the only thing standing in the way of their agenda to take over in a police state, invoke Agenda 21, get rid of us. You know, I had a neighbor, I mentioned on the show the other day, I had a neighbor come over the other day, and told me he was talking to one of his buddies at work or something. I don't remember. And he was talking about chemtrails. He says, well, he comes to me and he sits down. He says, you know anything about these chemtrails? I started laughing. I said, yeah, I know all about them. And I took him into I took him in and got him on a couple of websites. And he was just, his mind was totally blown. He says, well, what is that stuff? I said, I don't know. It's got aluminum in it. It's got barium in it. He says, well, are they poisoning us? And I said, well, I don't know. That stuff's not good to breathe. So I'm sleeping the next morning and the guy bangs on my door and wakes me up. And he drags me outside and he points up in the air. I mean, it's kind of funny because, you know, here's one of these, you know, sad, mind-numbed Americans who's starting to wake up and he's starting to realize that the things that are being told to him on TV are nothing but lies. And the curtain's coming down, if you will, from over his eyes. And he's pointing up in the air saying, is that a chemtrail? And, of course, you know, they're going all across the sky. And I said, yeah, that's what it is. He said, my God, I'm going to be sick when I get home from work. And I said, well, no, not necessarily. You have to start arming yourself with the nutrients and the supplements to off stuff, or walk around with a mask on your face, because they are doing this to us, whether we like it or not. And most Americans don't have a clue because they don't take the time to even look up in the air. That's how lazy they are. Oh, man, am I on a rant? I'm sorry, folks. But, you know, I mean, it's Friday. As you know, the listeners, my listening audience, you guys, most of you are as educated as I am. And the caller that called in is right. We live in a twilight zone. Anne from Norway calls in. She's an American that's afraid to even tell somebody she's an American. I wouldn't doubt if she was faking an accent. I might be. Doesn't matter where you go in the world. These people in this administration represent us, and they have caused us to be hated and defiled throughout the world in a country where we were at one time, and not so long ago, just 6 years ago, 7 years ago, we were the greatest country in the world. We were respected. People wanted to come here. Now they're coming here over the border. The Mexicans are coming here by design, because Bush never closed the borders. He wants them. He wants to bring us down to a third world country. The powers that be do. The economy is in a controlled crash. Have you seen what happened to gold today? It went up over $10 an ounce. Have you seen the dollar being devalued again today? Yes, they're going to convert us over to the euro or the Amero. But something will happen first. There will be something that will happen that they'll be able to blame this economic crash on all the mind-numb, dumbed-down, hypnotized Americans, and they'll say, oh, okay, that sounds good to me. And that's why, I get up on my soapbox at times, folks, and I say, look, it's getting late here.
please invite people to listen to RBN. You know, I went out and I just got some business cards made. I got 1,000 cards made up. And I mentioned a couple of previous shows that I was going to go out and I was going to start asking dumbed down Americans specific questions about the NAU or 9/11. Do you think it's an inside job? You can't handle it. And just any one of a myriad of questions that they never hear on mainstream TV. And I can't get the dumb camera to download on my computer. So I'm going to have to go out and buy a tape recorder and just get the audio of it. Because I really want to get a sense of how far away from critical mass we are. And when I say critical mass, I'm not talking about waking up 300 million people. It doesn't take that much. 5%, 3%, okay, of Americans that are awake. Americans that are awake that have a spine, that are willing to step up to the plate and put their foot down and do something about this. That's what I'm looking for. We'll be back and through with the final segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stick with me.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. Final segment of The American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, with you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Last caller, Craig in Texas. Go on, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael. I'll try to make this short. I'm very impressed with your program, with your passion and eloquence and clarity of thinking. I really enjoy your program a lot. I share very similar feelings of disgust and shame at being an American. My history of those feelings goes back further than yours, though. I would be interested in collaborating with you off the air in the possibility of creating an expatriate patriot community to come back and pick up the pieces after the mess.
Have you got my email address, Craig?
I do not, but let me get where I can write that down.
All you have to do is go into my website at www.theamericanawakening.org.
Okay.
And my email's over there two or three times. Just drop me an email, and I'll be happy to talk to you. I correspond with a lot of my listeners off the air. Anybody that sends me an email, I always respond to them.
Okay. Bill and Christine, just drop me a note.
Bill and Christine Beath?
We'll contact.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, well, no, that's fine. No, I've met Bill and Christine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, very good. Drop me a note. Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for the call. Great.
I'll
appreciate
it.
Yeah. You know, that's an idea, folks. I thought about that too. You know, pick a spot, and let's just all of us that are awake, let's just gravitate to that spot wherever it may be. Wake some people up. I mean, it's getting late. All of these people. Go into my website, www.theamericanawakening.org, and look at those clips. Go into interesting links and look at those clips. They're beating the war drums with the same crap, the same garbage that they fed us on Iraq. And the mind-numbed Americans don't even care. I wonder if they're going to care when their gasoline's $10 a gallon. You think they'll care then when they're driving around in their big SUV, you know, the soccer moms and so forth, and the gas, and they go to the gas station, it's $10 a gallon. You think they'll get it? I don't know if they'll even get it then. They'll probably just, you know, get in a fight with their husband and say, well, go out and make more money, Herbie. I don't know. You know, we need more money because the gas price went up. They probably won't even know why. You know, they probably don't even know. You know, and maybe this is why I have an affinity towards Ahmadinejad, because I'm the sandwich in between John Statmiller and John Statmiller. Ahmadinejad's a sandwich in between Iraq and Afghanistan, and we, the bully of the world that he was alluding to, is right over there in his backyard pointing a finger at him with nuclear bombs, for crying out loud. I don't know about you, but I'd be, you know, my sphincter muscle would be puckering a little bit myself. You know, and this man, what does he do? Obviously, he turns to God and says, this isn't going to happen. My creator will not allow this to happen. And maybe that's a little bit naive. I don't know. But you got to think about the mindset of these villains, these people that, because of greed, avarice, you know, money's the root of all evil. You have to think about what their motivation is. They want this. They want the country. They want the oil. What about humanity? What about people living in peace? Remember, most propaganda is not designed to fool a critical thinker, but only to give moral cowards an excuse not to think at all. Write that down. Write that quote down, folks. And when you're out there diligently trying to wake up these idiots that are so apathetic that they're watching Dancing with the Stars, give them a copy of it. Tell them to read it. Tell them to think about it. Moral cowards, and there's a lot of them out there. They want to stick their head in the ground like an ostrich because they know there's probably an element of truth to what you say, but they don't have the spine to stand up and do something about it. And a quick note for those people that hit my website that are in Washington, D.C., and those buildings at the Defense Department and the IRS and the Treasury Department. Think about it. You folks are compartmentalized as well, and your superiors and their superiors, they know what's going on. And you're going to be nothing more than cannon fodder to them as well. Think about it. End of another day. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Have a good weekend, folks, if you can. Stay tuned for John Statmiller's National Intel Report, and I will see you bright and, well, at noon Monday, or excuse me, 2 o'clock Central.